This is Viewpoint with attorney and author Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is a one-hour talk show confronting the issues of America's heart and home. And now with today's edition of Viewpoint, here is Chuck Crismeyer.
Wars and rumors of wars. That's what Jesus said was going to take place shortly before his second coming, his return. And indeed, we're hearing that take place even as we speak. We have actually had a number of different wars and rumors over the past 25, 30 years, and they're intensifying. And what we're seeing happen right now with regard to Israel's open and direct attack on Iran, a preemptive attack, is indeed, from Iran's viewpoint, a declaration of war. Wars and rumors of wars. Is this leading up to the Battle of Armageddon? No, I don't believe so. Is this leading up to the Gog and Magog War? Well, maybe leading up to it, but it's not the Gog and Magog War, because indeed the Gog and Magog War of Ezekiel 38 and 39 is about nations configuring together, confederating together secretly to take a spoil. This is not about taking a spoil. This particular battle is about removing nuclear capability from Iran that has dedicated itself to destroy Israel and the United States of America, and quite frankly, all Jewish people in the world and all Christians in the world. That's indeed their goal. Whether you believe so or not, it's what they say is their goal. And we're going to find out today on Viewpoint. We're not going to go back over what everybody else is talking about here today. We're not going to go back over all the different reports that you can hear. We're going to go back over things that you probably did not hear going all the way back about 20 years. So I hope you'll stay tuned, friends. It's Conversation with Ever-Increasing Conviction, Talk That Transforms. In my book, King of the Mountain, The Eternal Epic End Time Battle, chapter 21 is called The Mahdi versus the Messiah. You say, what is the Mahdi? Well, the Mahdi is the name of the 12th Imam that Shiite Muslims are expecting to come as their Messiah to take dominion over the planet and to prove, in fact, that it is not Christianity and it's not Judaism, but it's Islam that is to rule the world. The coming is near, declared a video produced by the Iranian government. This video, virtually unreported in the Western world, says that all the signs are moving into place that Iran will soon help usher in the end times. Now remember, this is the opening statement in my book, King of the Mountain, that was published in 2013, 12 years ago. What is written in this book, people have said, is more real today than it was when the book was written. The theme is revolution, but revolution in Iran and the entire Islamic world is driven exclusively by religion, in spite of the naive claims of Western pundits and politicians of a purported hunger for democracy. Democracy, a political concept of fundamental freedom, is radically inconsistent with Quranic Islam, which mandates exclusive and inviolable adherence to and the practice of Sharia law. If we do not understand that, we miss the whole point. Muslims anticipate their Messiah, called the Mahdi, who will lead them in the final conquest of earth, deposing all who deign to resist, ushering in a global caliphate. It's called the Islamic apocalypse, or unveiling, to be soon revealed in the end times. Now, we're going to see how all of that has been laid out over the past 20 years. And it will help you to understand, help us to get a better grip on the dynamics of what is taking place as we speak. The Iranian government sees the current advancing unrest in the Middle East as a sign that the Mahdi, the Islamic Messiah, is about to appear. While the revolutionary movements gripping the Middle East have created uncertainty throughout the region, CBN News reports that the video shows that the Iranian-produced video shows that the Iranian regime believes the chaos is divine proof that their ultimate victory is at hand. And so the title of the video is The Coming is Near, produced by a group called the Conductors of the Coming, in connection with the Basij, the entire Iranian military paramilitary force, claims the Mahdi will lead the armies of Islam to victory over all non-Muslim nations in the last days. That's the background for what we're seeing here today. So let the world be wary, for every man, woman, and child soon faces the final choice of a Messiah. You see, Sunni Islam, or Shiite Islam, believes that the Messiah is the Mahdi. And in order for the Mahdi to come and make his presence known and take on his role as the Islamic Messiah, there must be, shall we say, the carry-on of apocalyptic chaos. In other words, war of such a nature that perhaps the world has not witnessed. And that's where we are right now. If you do not have a copy of my book, King of the Mountain, The Eternal Epic End Time Battle, I urge you to get a copy. You want to have something that really opens up relevance from history and from prophecy? This book helps to show you the bigger picture. It deals not only with Iran. That's just one chapter, the Mahdi versus the Messiah. How about the battle for Jerusalem? Isn't that really what they're after? How about Gog and Magog versus God? How about the dragon versus the eagle? How about the bear versus the Pope? How about the eternal city versus the holy city? How about Muhammad versus the Pope? How about the beast of blasphemy? You see, all of these are in the book, King of the Mountain. It's a $18 book, yours for $15. It's on our website, saveus.org. Actually, I think it was a $20 book, but it's yours for $15 on our website, saveus.org. Saveus.org, you can call us at 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA, or write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Writing a check at $6 for postage and handling. King of the Mountain. This is one of the best-selling books of all time that we've had. And the reason is because it is so hyper-relevant, so revealing, helping us to understand the depths of history and prophecy as they're all linked together in a big, big picture that comes before us and helps us to be able to be prepared in our minds and hearts for what is developing so that it does not take us unaware and by surprise. All right, when we get back, we're going to take a deeper look at Iran, formerly known as Persia, referred to as Persia in Ezekiel 38 and 39 with the Gog and Magog War. But we're also going to take a look at just a quick review for those of you that aren't up to date of what's happened in this attack, and then look back. We'll be back.
Once upon a time, children could pray and read their Bibles in school. Divorces were practically unknown, as was child abuse. In our once great America, virginity and chastity were popular virtues, and homosexuality was an abomination.
So what happened in just one generation?
Hi, I'm Chuck Chrismeyer, and I urge you to join me daily on Viewpoint, where we discuss the most challenging issues touching our hearts and homes. Could America's moral slide relate to the Fourth Commandment?
Listen to Viewpoint on this radio station or anytime at saveus.org.
On April 12th of this year, President Donald J. Trump warned Iran and its leaders, you have 60 days in order to enter into an agreement not to develop your nuclear power anymore, or you'll be sorry. He gave them 60 days starting on April 12th. Yesterday was the 61st day, and the attack came. In other words, they didn't pay attention. Donald Trump had made it very explicit. We want to rework things out here to save property, to save life, to preserve peace, and they don't want peace. And we'll understand when we're through with today's program why they don't want peace. A person convinced against their will be of the same opinion still. And quite frankly, the Iranian Muslim leaders of Iran do not want peace except through their Mahdi. That's their only hope for peace. And before that happens, there must be the destruction of Jews, Gentile Christians, anybody that comes against Islam, and particularly the Iranian view of it. So we're going to begin with these words coming from the Iranian leader, supreme leader. He said, we must prep for the end times. Those are his words. We must prep for the end times. So you see, this battle that we're talking about is not just, well, you know, they just don't get along with Israel. Well, no, no. There's a much bigger picture here. This is a biblical picture, friends. Iran's supreme leader, for the first time back in 2012, July, he said, we must prep for the end times. State-owned media outlets in Iran all ran a similar story, highlighting Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's message on the coming of the last Islamic Messiah. Until now, Iranian media, that is until 2012, Iranian media would mostly quote clerics from seminaries on the issue of the last Islamic Messiah. However, the wide publication of Khamenei's statements on a need to prepare for the end times as it confronts the West over its illicit nuclear program is alarming to Western leaders. He said, the issue of Imam Mahdi is of utmost importance, and his reappearance has been clearly stated in our holy religion of Islam. So, Khamenei said, we must study and remind ourselves of the end times. Shiite theology holds the great wars must engulf the earth, during which one-third of the world's population will die in the fighting and another third from hunger, lawlessness, and havoc. Israel is to be destroyed, and only then will the 12th Imam, Mahdi, reappear and kill all the infidels, raising the flag of Islam in all the corners of the world. So, Khamenei said, today we have a duty to prepare for the coming. If we are the soldiers of the 12th Imam, then we must be ready to fight, said Khamenei. With the guidance of Allah and his invisible help, we shall make the Islamic civilization proud on the world stage. This is our destiny. Now, remember here on this program, we say almost every day, viewpoint determines destiny. That's their viewpoint, friends. And it's making the decisions. Everything they do or don't do is determined by their viewpoint that they are destined to rule the world. Khamenei said the coming of the Mahdi has been promised by Allah. He said there will come a time when all the oppressive powers of the world will be destroyed and humanity will be enlightened in the era of Imam Mahdi. So, after a decade of negotiation with Iran, this is back in 2012, the West had yet to make any inroads in stopping the regime's illicit nuclear program. At that time, 2012, Iran was continuing to enrich uranium and then had enough nuclear material for at least 5 nuclear weapons. According to the IAEA inspection group. That's where we were in July of 2012. Next, a Muslim group declared it is Islam's responsibility to wipe Christianity from the face of the earth, and all those who resist the system of world government under a police state under Islam must be wiped from the face of the earth. In other words, an Islamic police state. Here's a direct statement from al-Muhammadi. Christianity should be destroyed and wiped from the face of the earth. It is an evil, demonic, and antichrist system. Isn't that interesting? Accusing Christianity of being an antichrist system. Islamic power, he said, has returned upon the face of the earth, and the revived global caliphate has set eyes on the West to once and for all rid the world of Christianity, and there's nothing you can do about it, he said. So he said, I have pledged and made a firm promise to the caliphate of the United Muslim Nations International Organization that I will do my utmost to Islamize all the West within a short period of time. That was the viewpoint then. So what's the viewpoint today? Has it changed? No. It's just gotten closer to the coming of the Mahdi from their viewpoint. So let's go back from 2012 to 2006. This headline came on WorldNet Daily. Iran's leader's messianic end times mission. The Iranian president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's mystical preoccupation with the coming of a Shiite Islamic messiah figure, the Mahdi, is raising concerns that a nuclear-armed Islamic Republic could trigger the kind of global conflagration he envisions will set the stage for the end of the world. Now, you're not going to hear this kind of thing on the news. I'm bringing you the news that really matters. This is what matters, friends. The other are just incidental details. Yes, they have consequences, but the more important thing is why this is taking place. And that's what the news media is incapable of dealing with or unwilling. While Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has been making headlines by questioning whether the Holocaust actually happened, by suggesting Israel should be moved to Europe, and by demanding the Jewish state be wiped off the face of the earth, his apocalyptic religious zealotry has received little attention, said Joseph Farah in his article in 2006. And so, interestingly, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad actually appeared before the United Nations General Council, and he said, when you began with the words in the name of Allah, I saw a light coming surrounding you and protecting you to the end. His vision at the UN was strangely reminiscent and alarmingly similar to statements he had made about his personal role in ushering in the return of the Shiite Muslim Messiah. He said his main mission as the president of Iran was to pave the path for the glorious reappearance of Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. According to Shiites, the 12th Imam disappeared as a child in the year 941. When he returns, they believe he will reign on earth for 7 years before bringing about final judgment and the end of the world. So Ahmadinejad was urging Iranians to prepare for the coming of the Mahdi. And all Iran was buzzing about the Mahdi in 2006. Now, we move forward Again, in 2006, our then Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, said Iran's actions crossed the threshold, a threshold that reflects the religious vision that shapes Iranian President Ahmadinejad's decisions. Iran's president is not only a devout Shiite Muslim, he is also what is known as a Mahdaviyat, one who believes in and prepares for the Mahdi, the 12th Imam, the Shiite equivalent of a Messiah, the restorer of the religion and justice who will rule before the end of the world. So she says the then president of Persia, Iran, was secretly instructing Tehran, the city council, to build a grand avenue to prepare for the Mahdi and the building of a special mosque dedicated to the cult of the Mahdi. These were the preparations that were being made and were announced, but it seems like we in the United States and our leadership don't have a clue. We either don't have a memory or we don't have a will to remember. So we ship again. We're now we're going from 2006 back to 2012, January. This headline came with WorldNet Daily, Iran preparing now for Armageddon. Now, Armageddon is sort of a generic term meaning something apocalyptic. It doesn't necessarily mean the Armageddon of the Bible. It just means Armageddon, something catastrophic. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has held several secret meetings with his economic and military advisors to prepare for the possibility of war with the United States. Preparations are to include the execution of Iranians who oppose the regime. Khamenei had been heard to say that the coming of the last Islamic Messiah, the Shiite's 12th Imam, is near and that specific actions need to be taken to protect the Islamic regime for upcoming events. Selected forces within the Revolutionary Guards and Basij reportedly have been trained under a task force called Soldiers of Imam Mahdi. Many of the guards and Basij have been told that the 12th Imam is on earth facilitating the victory of Hezbollah over Israel in the 2006 war, which we know that has been undone now, and soon will announce publicly his presence after the needed environment is created. This is the vision, friends. This is their viewpoint. From there, an Iranian secret documentary the year before said the coming is upon us. It was revealed to depict Khamenei as the mythical figure who creates the environment for the reappearance of Mahdi by leading Iran to destroy Israel. You think Israel isn't concerned about this? You think they don't really believe that Iran presents an existential threat? This is the reason why. In 2011, this headline appeared, Iran and Russia in secret nuclear pact. Although the Iranian regime is under four sets of UN sanctions for its illegal nuclear activity, an Iranian delegation traveled clandestinely to Russia to negotiate a secret expanded nuclear pact between the two countries worth nearly $40 billion. Designed to result in five nuclear plants for Iran. The two countries agreed that Russia would sell Iran plants refurbished from components based on outdated technology. So, what we're talking about here, this was back in 2011. Well, what we just learned in the past 30 days is that Russia now has entered into a pact with Iran again to build nuclear plants. What's this all about? Why the link with Russia and Iran? Maybe we should understand that a little bit. It might lead us to Ezekiel 38:39. We'll be right back.
There is so much more about Chuck Crismier and Save America Ministries on our website, saveus.org. For example, under the marriage section, God has marriage on his mind. Chuck has some great resources to strengthen your marriage. First off, a fact sheet on the state of the marital union, a fact sheet on the state of ministry, marriage, and morals. SaveUS.org. Marriage, divorce, and remarriage. What does the Bible really teach about this? Find all of this at SaveUS.org. Also, a letter to pastors, the Hosea Project, SaveUS.org, and many more resources to strengthen your marriage. It's all on Chuck's website, SaveUS.org. Again, you can listen to Chuck's Viewpoint broadcast live and archived. Save America Ministries website at SaveUS.org.
Again, we're dealing today with the attack that Israel has made, a preemptive attack upon Iran, formerly named Persia, until 1935, when the name was changed to Iran. And then in 1979, when the Islamic Revolution took over and changed everything in the nation of Persia, a.k.a. now Iran. So in 2012, Iran warned the world of a coming great event. That's the headline. Amid crippling sanctions over its nuclear weapons program, Iran was continuing to prepare itself for war with the West and a coming great event. In light of the realization of the divine promise by Almighty God, the Zionists and the great Satan America will soon be defeated, said Khamenei, the Iranian supreme leader. He then claimed that the current century, that is this 21st century, as the century of Islam, and promised that human history is on the verge of a great event and that soon the world will realize the power of Allah. Clerics in Iran have stated that Khamenei is the deputy of the last Islamic Messiah on earth and that obedience to him is necessary for the final glorification of Islam. Now, the verge of a great event. Now, what great event is this talking about? Well, we've been talking about it. The great event is the coming of the Islamic Mahdi, their Messiah. And he is set, from their view, to become, shall we say, the Prince of Peace of the world. But in order for that to happen, they have to get rid of all opposition. Which brings us to the next article in February of 2012. The Ayatollah says, kill all Jews and annihilate Israel. Get rid of that cancerous tumor, he said. Should we be concerned then? Should Israel be concerned that Iran actually intends to destroy her? That Iran is an existential threat? Absolutely. So from Iran's viewpoint, the article says, Iran is justified in launching a preemptive cataclysmic attack against the Jewish state. That was their viewpoint. But they were waiting to get just enough development of their nuclear material in order to be able to do that. Under this preemptive defensive doctrine, several ground zero points of Israel had to be destroyed and its people annihilated. That's the viewpoint. Viewpoint determines destiny, friends. As Jesus said, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. As a country thinks in its heart, through its leadership, so it is. This is not a game. This is destiny that's on the line. Again, in July of 2012, Iran preparing Mahdi's special forces, the Quds forces, a special Iranian unit of thousands of operatives tasked with exporting Iran's Islamic revolution, told to step up preparations for terrorism for the coming of the last Islamic Messiah and the destruction of the West. So it's not just the destruction of Israel. Remember, Israel, from their viewpoint, is the little Satan. America is the great Satan. In 2015, 3 years later, Jerome Corsi wrote a piece, Ahmadinejad, in his declaration to the UN, Messiah's return is at hand. So Ahmadinejad, then the president of Iran, addressed the General Assembly on the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur in an apocalyptic speech in which he declared his confidence that the table already is being set for a new world order. Well, what new order was he talking about? It had nothing to do with the globalist economic and political integration that was envisioned by then-President George H.W. Bush, or originally by George H.W. Bush, and then by his son, George W. Bush. The Shiite Muslims, like Ahmadinejad, believe that the new order comes with the return of the Messiah, the Mahdi. So he concluded his speech at the UN General Assembly with an extensive description of his belief that the Mahdi would soon usher the world into a new era of peace and prosperity. But in order for that to happen, Israel and the U.S. and all Christians on the planet had to be destroyed. In other words, that there would be no resistance. In 2013, July, Iran, Armageddon at hand, prepare for war. Iran again asserting that Armageddon is at hand, that the Islamic regime's followers, indeed all of Islam, must prepare for a monumental change in the world. They said righteous government is a key to Mahdi's return. Righteous government, defined by the rule of Sharia law and the elimination of all resistance, including all Christians and all Jews on the planet. In March of 2015, Lindsey Graham, senator, said Iran nuke deal will push the region to Armageddon. A nuclear deal with Iran will have cataclysmic results. What was he talking about? He was talking about what then President Obama was seeking to do. He said it's very dangerous. Israel National News. In August of 2015, Iran promises to annihilate Israel in a new book issued by Khamenei. When the Iran deal was announced last month, that is the nuclear deal, U.S. President Barack Obama said it's possible to change while referencing Iran's threats to eradicate Israel. And he called for a different path of tolerance from the Islamic regime. Mr. Obama was either intentionally blinded to the real intentions of Iran or was himself a Muslim agreeing with the intentions of Iran. What he did, entering into that 10-year agreement, was extremely dangerous. And so now, 10 years later, Donald Trump says, enough. If you do not want to enter into a real agreement that will bring about the complete cessation of your nuclear development, you're out of here. So he gave Israel permission on the 61st day after the threat was made on April 12th, 2025. If you don't have a resolution by then, all bets are off. Beware. And that's what's happened. So, in 2016, a top Iranian general declared Iran preparing for all-out war with the U.S. America won't do, as he said, a damn thing to stop Iranian advances. He was boasting. We're going to continue on. Nothing is going to stop us. Because they trust in the Mahdi. They trust in Allah to bring it about. That is their salvation message. So what is this great event? The verge of a great event that Khamenei announced? Well, that's exactly what we were on the verge of. The great event. The launch of nuclear power to eliminate and create such vast chaos and destruction of the world that they would be able to usher in the 12th Imam, the Mahdi, as their Messiah. So Israel has carried out strikes now against Iran. A preemptive, precise, combined offensive strike against Iran's nuclear program. Dozens of jets completed the first stage that included strikes on dozens of military targets, including nuclear targets in different areas of Iran, started on just before 4 a.m. Friday morning in Jerusalem. Iran is closer than ever to obtaining a nuclear weapon. Weapons of mass destruction in the hands of the Iranian regime are an existential threat to the state of Israel and to the wider world. So the IDF added that Israel has no choice but to fulfill the obligation to act in defense of its citizens and will continue to do so everywhere it is required. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said last night, that the U.S. is not involved in strikes against Iran, but our top priority is to protect American forces in the region. So that happened one day after the U.S. began evacuation of non-essential personnel from the Iraqi embassy, along with family members of military personnel at multiple bases in the Gulf. The negotiations supposedly continue. The sixth round is scheduled for this weekend in Oman. Will Iran show up? We'll see. Because they're absolutely dedicated to this pattern, this program. So what would you advise Benjamin Netanyahu? What would you advise Donald Trump? What would you advise Christians around the world? What would you advise your pastor?
Have you ever considered what the early church was like? Many people are developing a heart longing for a greater fulfillment in our practices as Christians. A recent study showed 53,000 people a week are leaving the back door of America's churches in frustration. What is going on? Why has there not been even a 1% gain among followers of Christ in the last 25 years? Could it be that God is seeking to restore first century Christianity for the 21st century? Jesus said, "I'll build my church." Is Christ by his Spirit stirring to prepare the church for the 21st century? The early church prayed together and broke bread from house to house. They were family, and it was said by all who observed, "Behold how they love one another." Incredible.
But the same can be found right now. Go to saveus.org and click Sell Church. We can revive first century Christianity for the 21st century.
It's about people, not programs. It's about a body, not a building.
That's saveus.org. Click Sell Church.
Islam demands absolute submission to the religious government of the Mahdi, to be ushered in at the point of an unsatiated sword through creation of global chaos. Purported peace will be purchased not by the sacrificial blood of the infidels, those who refuse to submit to Sharia under the Mahdi, but through self-destruction in the pursuit of martyrdom. So it leaves very little to the informed imagination to comprehend the coming convulsive conflict as the serious followers of Muhammad strive to implement the prophet's mandate for Islam to rule the world, believing that this is, shall we say, the propitious moment to fulfill Islamic prophecy. No purported peace will pacify such martyr-driven ideological commitment. This global conflagration is inevitable to bring about the anticipated reign of the Mahdi over the planet. So, the epic end-time and eternal battle for King of the Mountain is emerging even now from partial cover to open and unrestrainable conflict. Those words were written in 2013, friends, in my book, King of the Mountain, preparing the way for what was developing and why it was developing so that we could understand and be prepared. I urge you to get a copy of the book, King of the Mountain, The Eternal Epic End Time Battle, if you don't have it. If you do have it, start reading it, okay? Because it's going to open your mind, open your heart to the bigger picture. And it doesn't just jump into current things with regard to Iran or China or Russia, but it goes all the way back to the beginning of time and lays the foundation for why everything can be understood. All prophecy and the trajectory of history can be understood as the battle for King of the Mountain. It's fascinating. $15 will put the book in your hands. It's on our website, saveus.org, saveus.org. Give us a call at 1-800-SAVE-USA. That's 1-800-SAVE-USA. Or write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Writing a check at $6 for postage and handling. You know, some people might say, well, you know, I just didn't get all excited about hearing you read a lot of those headlines and explain all of that. Well, that's fine. You didn't get excited about it. It wasn't exciting. It wasn't supposed to be exciting. It was supposed to be informing so that you and I would have better understanding of our times and would then take more seriously Jesus' responsibility or his command, actually, that we be prepared. He said, don't let these things take you unawares. It's going to happen. Don't let them take you unawares. Get ready. Don't think you're just go to church, churchianity, and live like things have always been. Don't think that's going to solve your problem necessary for preparation for the return of the Lord. It's not. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, is going to inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, not everybody who says, I'm a Christian, is going to inherit the kingdom of God. Only those who do the will of my Father. Some might say, well, that sounds like work salvation. No, it's not work salvation. It means salvation works. And if it doesn't work in your life, it ain't there. So James put it this way. You say you have faith without works, but faith without works is dead, being by itself. It's just dead. You show your faith without your works, he said, and I'll show you my faith by my works, because faith without works is dead, being alone. We really haven't been prepared for a very, very long time in our country, in our churches, to walk a walk of righteousness and spiritual integrity before God. Just haven't. It's all been about building churches. All been about getting more and more people into our churches. People who don't believe, filling them up just like what we've accused the Democrats doing, bringing, flooding the country with illegals. Flooding the country with illegals, trying to build up the country with illegals. Not people who are truly converted, not people who are truly wanting to be citizens, but illegals. And that's what the church has been doing since the early 1970s in the church growth movement. And that was amplified in the seeker-sensitive movement of the 1990s. If you really want to understand what's been going on, that's what's been going on. So we are so watered down in the body of Christ, so seriously watered down that there's hardly enough food in the body of Christ to sustain life. So many of the messages are virtual pablum, just recitations of certain basic things like the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Or by grace you are saved through faith, that not of yourselves is the gift of God, not of works lest any man should boast. Those are fine. They're good. They're necessary. But they're not the big picture. They're not the whole picture. It's the whole picture we don't like. And we need to get ready. We need to take seriously God's call, Jesus' call, to be ready. And the majority will not be. For now, the world's destiny rides in a balance, the Mahdi versus the Messiah. The forces of each are coalescing for conquest. Each inhabitant of the planet Earth will decide destiny. Multitudes, multitudes of the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The conjunction of history and prophecy are now making plain that three primary choices are presented to the planet in which to invest ultimate hope. Jesus, that is Yeshua, who is called Christ or the Anointed One, the Mahdi or the third Imam, and the Antichrist, who will present himself as the promised peacemaker of a new world order. Those are the three choices that we have. And so many, unto millions, will be seduced to embrace a counterfeit because it all seems so peaceful and so nice. Well, let's take a quick look at Iran, previously known as Persia until 1935. It's called the Islamic Republic of Iran. The second largest nation in the Middle East, the 18th largest in the world. Iran is the world's 17th most populous nation. It has been a geostrategic importance because of its central location in Eurasia and Western Asia and the Strait of Hormuz. Iran is home to one of the world's oldest civilizations, beginning back in 3200 to 2800 BC. The Elamite Kingdom. The Iranian Medes unified the country into the first of many empires in 625 BC, after which it became the dominant cultural and political power in the region. Iran reached the pinnacle of its power during the Achaemenid Empire, founded by Cyrus the Great in 550 BC, which was the greatest extent comprised major portions of the ancient world, stretching from parts of the Balkans, that is Bulgaria and Pannonia and Thrace and Macedonia in the west to the Indus Valley in the east, making it the largest empire the world had seen at that point. The empire collapsed in 330 BC following the conquest of Alexander the Great. The area eventually regained influence under the Parthian Empire and rose to prominence once more after the establishment of the Neo-Persian Empire in 224 AD, under which Iran became one of the leading powers in the world, along with the Byzantine Empire for the next four centuries. That gives us at least a thumbnail sketch of Iran. And since 1979, Iran changed dramatically. That was the Islamic Revolution. We were then in a church in Pasadena, California, where the son of the pastor was taken captive together with, I don't know, it was something like 40 or 50 United States citizens, and taken captive for well over a month. And the whole world was on pins and needles as to what Khomeini and the Islamic Revolution was going to do with them. It was also at that time that you remember, if you do remember, that oil prices went up absolutely dramatically because oil was cut off. And so people had to line up at filling stations across the country, and you could only get up to 8 gallons at a time. And people would get into lines that were sometimes almost a mile long just to be able to get 8 gallons of gas. The prices went up dramatically. Ultimately, it's still about oil. And oil is, again, what is going to unite Russia and Iran, as well as Libya and many other nations described in Ezekiel 38 and 39. In that particular battle, coming against Israel, it will be to take a spoil. What will that spoil be? The Bible doesn't tell us. I happen to be convinced that it's oil. That's why I do believe that at some time in the near future, Israel is going to have an explosive revelation of oil that has escaped Israel's possession for all of these millennia. At that time, it will so shake up the economies of the world, including those nations that have relied upon oil for their economic well-being, for their military, and so on, that they will gather together against Israel to try to seize that oil, take dominion over it, take a spoil, and control the flow of energy in the world. How will that happen? Well, I speculate. Notice I didn't say, thus saith the Lord. I speculate that most likely there will be a serious earthquake. You might call it divine fracking. That will so shake up the infrastructure under the land of Israel that the oil that petrogeologists know is under there, but they've been unable to get to it, will be released. And then history will take another turn toward the second coming of Jesus Christ. Until then, friends, prepare the way of the Lord in your life. We have time, so let's make use of the time. Let's not live as if time goes on forever, but let's consider our days, that we incline our hearts unto wisdom, seeking the Lord with the whole heart to do his will. Thanks for joining us. Get a copy of the book, King of the Mountain, $15 on the website, saveus.org. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. And again, become a partner, friends. It's getting more and more difficult to sustain. I hope that you will join with us, if this program matters to you, that you'll join with us seriously to become a partner to keep it going.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.